Well, sure doesn't feel like it this morning with all the snow and the frigid conditions, but Wisconsin winters on the whole haven't been that cold or snowy. Last winter, in fact, was the warmest on record. The changing conditions are affecting agriculture, our waters, wildlife, and more. We're looking at all those impacts this week in our series, Thin Ice. Today, WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz examines the effects of warming winters on Wisconsin's trees.
Trees provide tremendous benefits to our environment and to our lives. A healthy tree canopy pulls carbon dioxide from the air and stores it. Trees offer shade and cool areas. They provide food for wildlife and humans alike. The list goes on. Liz Griffith is focused on the fruit-bearing variety. She manages an orchard east of Madison her parents brought to life more than 40 years ago. Griffith grows 90 species of apples, mostly heirlooms, including Ashmead's Kernel and Asopus Spitzenberg. Griffith says apple trees can live for decades and come with environmental benefits.
Oh, yeah. I mean, perennial farming is great for hydrology because we're not tilling up the soil every year.
I met her on a chilly January morning. She was layered up, chainsaw at the ready. It's pruning season. Griffith calls it her favorite because it makes her feel connected to the trees.
Getting rid of broken branches, diseased branches, branches that are just vegetative and just kind of blocking airflow and sunlight. Those are the ones you're looking to take out first. And then you're also looking to shape the tree for longevity and best fruit production.
Griffith points to the top of a Macintosh she's strategically pruned.
So that one lost its top, but over the past few years, we've been growing a new top, and it's doing great.
Griffith approaches orcharding the way her parents did. The trees are part of an ecosystem that includes a wetland, pond, and prairie. The entire system is managed as naturally and non-chemically as possible. A combination of grasses and perennial rye is growing between the rows of trees.
It's generally an orchard grass mix in the aisles. Right now it looks very trimmed, like a golf course. We have to do that going into winter because the rodents will come and chew the trees if there's cover for them.
Griffith says rodents have become a bigger problem in the last 5 years because of climate change. With warmer conditions, a tiny mammal called the pine vole appeared at the orchard.
It used to get too cold consistently in the winters for them to survive because they're living below ground and they were traditionally further south, and now it doesn't.
Griffith deploys natural control strategies for rodents. Raptor perches, kestrel, and owl boxes are strategically scattered on the orchard landscape. But she's watching other climate impacts unfold.
And my dad, if he were here, would say the same thing. We are dealing now with a litany of things he never had to deal with. Just talking about the winters. Wisconsin winters used to be snowy and cold and sunny, and now we have these ups and downs and freeze-thaw.
Apple trees are generally hardy and can handle sub-zero temperatures.
They hit their peak dormancy when it gets the coldest, and they're able to handle it.
But if milder weather suddenly hits,
they'll start to lose dormancy. And then if it drops back down again real abruptly, that's when you get tissue damage on the tree, roots, buds, things like that, because it's just not as dormant, it's not as hardy. So that's a big issue.
Griffith is exploring ways to diversify and make the orchard more resilient. For instance, introducing new types of fruit trees.
I'm going to try American persimmon, which blooms really late. We also have a pawpaw planting. They bloom later than apples.
Griffith's also considering nutritional sprays that might help her trees recover from an unexpected freeze. And she hopes to get a special portable wind machine she could pull behind her tractor. The idea is to mix warmer air from higher areas of the orchard to lower spots.
I'm going to try to write a grant for a portable frost fan run with a tractor PTO that'll suck the air from the top of the hill down here. They're purported to do well, so that's something we're going to try.
For now, Griffith needs to focus on wintertime pruning. She's not alone on this cold morning in the orchard.
Emma, do you have anything for me here?
So do you want me to cut it back part of the way or take the whole thing?
I want you to take the whole thing out.
Emma Everett's family has purchased apples here as long as she can remember. As she grew older, Everett helped during harvest season. Today she's getting her first taste of pruning.
Well, when you spend so much time around them, the fruit, you get invested in it, and also, you know, spending so many hours here feels like a family out here. All these things.
Orchardist Liz Griffith smiles and moves on to the next tree. Susan Bentz, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.
You'll hear more about our warming winters and trees later today on Lake Effect. And you can catch reports from Susan Bentz and Chuck Kornbach throughout the week as our Thin Ice series continues here on Milwaukee's NPR. I'm Rachel Owens. The time now is 6:50.